Nolte, 70% say COVID's here to stay, time to resume normal life. By John Nolte on February 2, 2022. Fully 7 in 10 Americans, 70%, agree with the sentiment that it's time we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives, reports Monmouth polling. This number includes 78% of those who report having gotten COVID and 65% of those who say they have not been infected. The partisan breakdown is interesting. Republicans and independents are closely aligned, with 89% of the GOP and 71% of Indies saying it's time to resume a normal life. But so do nearly half, 47%, of Democrats. 70% is a huge number. How often do 70% of Americans agree on anything anymore? Honestly, it's not all that surprising. After all, we are now into year 3 of this pandemic. And anyone paying attention has to be aware of the fact that zero COVID is a pipe dream. The Trump vaccine is miraculous in how it mitigates the symptoms, saves people from hospitalizations, and decreases your chances of death. Unfortunately, the vaccine does not stop the spread of, nor infection with, the virus. It mitigates it some, but even if every single American were vaccinated and boosted, we would still be living with the China flu, like we live with the flu and common cold. People would still be getting sick. People would still be transmitting the virus. So why not return to normal life? Those of us who are vaccinated are vaccinated, which greatly mitigates the risks associated with COVID. Those who are not vaccinated have made their choice. The polling trends on some of the other questions also show a public drifting away from the media and federal government's anti-science alarmism. While 52% still support masking and social distancing rules, that's down from 55% in December and 63% in September. Those opposed to masks and social distancing have climbed to 45%, up from 42% in December and just 34% in September. The best news is a total collapse in support for vaccine passports. A majority of 53% now oppose requiring people to show proof of vaccination in order to go to work in an office or setting where they are around other people. Only 43% support this madness. Back in December, it was 46% support, 50% oppose. In November, it was 51% support, 47% oppose. In September, it was 53% support, and 45% oppose. So that number has swiftly moved against Joe Biden and his fascist mandates. The public is also very unhappy with his fraudulency Joe Biden's pandemic performance. Last April, 62% of those polled approved of his handling of the China flu. That number is now down to 43%. Even health agencies are below 50%, at just 46% approving of the job they are doing handling the virus. State governors are still over 50% approval on the issue of handling the pandemic, with 54% approving. The vaccinated are well within reason on risk factors. The unvaccinated are less safe but have made their choice. The coronavirus is what it is. Let's get back to living. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.